A French court has given a suspended jail sentence to a woman who claimed that she and her baby were victims of an anti-Semitic attack. The attackers, the woman said, were Arab and African-looking young men. The attack turned out to be a hoax, but anti-Semitic violence is on the rise in France, and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon recently called on Jews to leave France for Israel because of such attacks, noting the large size of the French Muslim population. Many Muslims in France feel their entire community is being scapegoated for the actions of a few. From Paris, Eleanor Beardsley has the story.
Mustafa Al-Kabeni and his wife Sana immigrated to France in 1986 during the civil war in Lebanon. Of the couple's seven children, six were born here, including 10-week-old Ava. Al-Kabeni, a pastry chef, lives with his family in the upper-middle-class neighborhood of Courbevoie. Now a French citizen, there is no question where his loyalties lie.
Je peux vous dire, France, c'est mon pays.
I can tell you that France is my country, the country that raised me and protected me. I made my life in this country, and I'm proud to be French of Lebanese origin.
While the family says they have never been discriminated against because they are Muslim, Al-Kabeni says he and his children are becoming nervous.
Même mon fils.
The other day when my son saw I had some gas bottles in my trunk, he said, Dad, you have a beard, and if the police find you with these in your car, they'll think you're a terrorist.
Lage Tamibrez, president of the Union of Islamic Organizations in France, says each time there is an anti-Semitic incident, the entire Muslim community cringes.
Nous disons non, nous condamnons l'antisémitisme.
We condemn anti-Semitism. That can't be tolerated. But we also condemn systematic accusations. When it is an anti-Semitic act, the whole government mobilizes. But if it's against a Muslim, there's not the same kind of reaction.
France is home to Europe's largest Jewish and Muslim communities. Many have a shared North African heritage from years of living side by side in former French colonies. Roger Benaroche, of France's largest Jewish organization, the Regional Council of Jewish Institutions, says Sharon's comments were shocking and don't reflect reality.
The 6 million Muslims in France are not enemies of the Jews. Most are moderate and not anti-Semitic. And luckily, most anti-Semitic acts are not serious, but insults and provocations that poison daily life and create fear. The problem is that French society has failed to integrate a whole generation of Muslim youth.
Benaroche says the Arab-Israeli conflict is a major source of tension between the communities. Both he and Islamic Union leader Brez say it's important to punish individual perpetrators rather than blaming entire communities. Back in Courbevoie, Al-Kabeni blames the negative portrayal of Muslims in the media as a major factor for rising tensions in France and says the activity of some Arab extremists is giving Islam a bad name. He says he's happy his children have integrated into French society, and his 21-year-old daughter Rafika says she's lucky to have two countries. In France, people say we're the kids of immigrants, she says. But in Lebanon, they call me the French girl. But I feel good in Lebanon and here. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.